I had a friend who cut up an old brass bedstead, and he got a piece of brass about this long.
Yeah.
And he went down and bought some nails. And where I lived then, we had a lot of yucca. It's very pithy in the middle. You just take this brass rod or brass tube and poke it down through one of these yucca stems, then pull it out. Then he'd poke the yucca stem out and cut it up in chunks about like this.
Yeah.
That would be his bushing. Then he'd shove a nail through it, put this whole thing in a gun and give her a hoop. Oh, you could shoot that thing for, well, 300 yards.
It hurt somebody with that, too.
Oh, boy. We had a telephone pole looking like a porcupine. We'd get down and stick nails up in the arms.
Yeah.
We didn't know any better at the time. We didn't think about the wires.
Yeah.
But we just had that thing plastered with nails.
Yeah. Well, you take, we had a lot of pop out around here on the farm. That was always like the kids' pop guns, you know. And you make awful good whistles out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
fix them so they slide and you change tone.
Yeah, yeah. And you see, you can take that slippery elm. When it's young, get a smooth bark. You can cut it. You see them slip the skin off, you know, and then cut out for your whistle and slubber back on.
Mm-hmm. I think they're better than willow, don't you?
Yeah.
They're a lot slicker. You mentioned the barber using a hone to sharpen his razor. What did you use to sharpen your scythe and your sickle?
Oh, well, we had a regular. Of course, we always had a grindstone. You take an old-fashioned grindstone that I used to have to turned my hand, and then finally got it where you could drive it on the. But of course, then we got in with those, and you know, always had a side stone. You know, that when he's going out to, after you got it sharp, and you're going to use it too long, why you take one of those stones along with you, and you can, you know, touch it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing though that beats a good grinding stone when it comes to sharpening something. Your emery stones and things like that are too rough, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good grindstone is hard to beat. And you get that big old thing going, too, and you don't...
Well, you go to sharpen the mowing machine sickle or something like that, and you, a grindstone takes a little longer, but you can really get them sharp, see.
Mm-hmm. How did you light your house in the early days?
Oh, with kerosene lights.
Let's see. Oh, here's a leftover. When you first got cars, what did you call a thing that went inside the tire?
Tube?
Held the air, yeah. And let's see, your mother probably on Sunday when she dressed up would have something to carry her coins in.
Well, women have always carried pocketbooks of some kind, you know.
Did she call it a pocketbook?
Yeah, yeah, it's a handbag or a pocketbook or, you know, they always, I can't remember when a woman never carried something. Of course, now if they had any money, it went in little you know, in a mountain thing, it went in a little coin purse or a little something kind of down here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Safe.
Yeah.
And let's see, on Sunday perhaps she wore something on her wrist too.
Well, she, they used to wear, most always wore long sleeve dresses, you know, in those times. And they would be tight maybe down here and pushed out way up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know my mother wore one that even come up here and earth her ears and round, you know.
When you look back, I don't think they look awfully prim and proper, don't they?
Yeah.